Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hey, it's Garbled Twistery, and it is once again time to begin the oh-so-riveting, oh-so-fascinating in-between election episodes. And this first one's going to get quite the dizzy doozy indeed. For today's episode, we're going to locate ourselves in the year of 1813, and we'll be checking out the deadliest battle ever to happen ever on Texas soil. What? You thought I was going to be talking about the War of 1812? Bah humbug! Why talk about that when we could be yee-hauling in Texas? Okay. So before we talk about this crazy battle, we need to talk about the Aztecs. No, really, I'm dead serious here. The history of the deadliest battle in Texas starts with the freaking Aztecs, okay? Remember way back when Spain was totally trying to take over the world and sending their people all over the place? Well, the Spanish peeps met the Aztecs, and there was a big fat war, and it wasn't pretty, and Spain ended up on top. That said, over centuries of time, the Aztec peeps had been resisting all day, every day. And throughout the years, there have been all sorts of crazy riots and conspiracies against the Spanish elites in South America. And it's all been crescendoing to the Mexican War for Independence. So here we are now in the early 1800s, and all this stuff has been bubbling under the surface to a boil. Yeah, here comes Neapolitan ice cream Bonaparte, who's messing with everybody's dungaroos. Bam, he takes over Spain. The monarchy is in shambles, and all these 1800 revolutionaries are like, yo, this is our time to like make our Aztec ancestors proud and gain some gosh darn independence. Oh, and where's Texas and all this, you ask? Well, Spain hasn't been slouching around all these years, and Texas? Yeah, it's a part of New Spain. I hope that's not too confusing. Basically, think of it like New England, but for Spain. Okay, so now that you have all that background info, let's narrow the scope a little bit. So some dude named Bernardo Lara Croft is living in Spanish Texas, and he's part of the resistance. So he travels to D.C. to hustle for his freedom or whatever, and he meets General Maniac McGee. And get this, General Maniac McGee was the hombre in charge of patrolling that weird in-between Louisiana territory in Spanish Texas for the U.S. So of course, Maniac McGee quits his job and is all like, let's nip this in the bud, Lara Croft. I like your style. So they go on a freaking road trip together, buddy comedy style, and they're waving around a green flag because they really like Pokemon Emerald, and they call themselves the Republican Army of the North because they've been watching too much Game of Thrones. So the Night's Watch is just marching around in Texas, and they take some middle-of-nowhere town in the east called Tamagotchi. Then they marched into Gilead, because there's a fancy fort there, and they took the fort. Sooner or later, the Spanish feds show up, and this whole thing turns into a four-month ordeal. Yikes. Okay, so here's the numbers breakdown for the Republican Army troops. You have, like, 1,400 peeps in it, and this includes people who are descended from the very first people to show up in Texas ever. It includes plain old U.S. people. It includes people who are European and Mexican at the same time. It includes some straight up Native Americans. Heck, you could probably throw a couple of black slaves in there too. But yeah, this army was being led by General Tomato, and they were hanging out next to the Medina River, and they were like 6 miles away from General Ariana Grande's 1,800 troops who were hanging out with the Lemmings. The battle itself lasted for like 4 hours. General Tomato started marching the people because he wanted to get the jump on Ariana Grande so she won't see it coming. But Ariana Grande already freaking sent out a search party with some horses in the morning to scout out the enemy location. So the two sides ended up running into each other, returning to your high school supermarket style, and shot at each other a little bit. the Republican army freaking charged. And General Tomato really didn't want them to do that because they were only chasing a tiny group of people on horses that kicked up a lot of dust. Also, they were literally running through the sand with heavy freaking guns. So when they finally showed up at Ariana Grande's house, everybody in General Tomato's army wanted a single scoop of vanilla ice cream and a nap. That said, they did stop Ariana Grande from flanking them, so there's that. But then, here's what freaking happened next, okay? Quote, "They just stopped my flank. I'm Ariana Grande. Do they have more tricks up their sleeve? I think I'm gonna call this off."
General Ariana?
Yes?
"There's a defector at the gate. He says everyone in the army is trying to find a way to retreat because they just charged through 6 miles of desert and really want a single scoop of vanilla ice cream and a nap."
"Really? Well, in that case, get 'em!" Unquote. Yeah. Ariana Grande was not playing games. The Tomato Republican Army saw the advance and they started running for their lives. Tomato and his crew tried to escape to Louisiana. Some of the troops stopped by San Antonio real quick to get their families. Ariana Grande's Spanish troops were just shooting up everybody. If you weren't shot, you were captured. And being captured by 1,800 Spanish troops means you're not getting a trial and they're shooting you in the head. Spain don't mess around about that stuff. Out of the 1,400 rebel soldiers that showed up that day, less than 100 survived. Less than 100. They didn't even get buried. Like a decade later, someone had the common sense to order their bones be gathered and give them a proper burial. Come on, Spain. Oh, and what were the casualties in Ariana Grande's Spanish army? 55. Yep, just 55. What can I say? Spain brings the pain. Like, Spain killed these people so hard. One of them even fought in the Revolutionary War. But anyways, the survivors, they would fight again in more Texas revolutions. Some of them even ended up signing the Texas Declaration of Independence. Imagine how that felt for them. Jeez, it's like a Star Wars movie. But yeah, if you go to Texas, there's like 3 markers in different places for this Medina battle, because it's one of those things that's hard to pinpoint if you're an archaeologist, so stop by one of those. Do it for General Tomato. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, shalala boom da, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to Patreon, find Garble Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know. Exciting. And the suggestion box is open, so if you want a curated episode, come on in. Anyways, next time, I'm gonna show you a revolutionary new manufacturing system. Let's put those kids to work.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Everybody's dungaroos.